everybody knows the phrase tough love. And we think of it as sort of the way Lou Gossett treated Richard Gere in Officer and a Gentleman, or we think about it in the context of treating drug addicts or wayward teens or whatever. Interestingly, academics, people who study organizations, have never looked at this. I did a sort of a search, a word search of academic articles. I think I found two articles in terms of organizations that mentioned tough love. I've been doing some research actually on organizations, government organizations in the UK, and some cross-organizational collaborations. And what I found, and there's this ancient debate among people, how do you motivate employees? You motivate them by nurturing them, by being nice to them, or do you motivate them by pressuring them and being tough on them? It's this ancient debate among both scholars and practitioners. What I found in this organization that was actually working to fight crime is that their performance in reducing crime, actually I looked at the crime rates, their performance in reducing crime went down if their culture had both nurture and pressuring people at the same time. If you just nurtured people, your crime performance didn't improve. If you just pressured them, their crime performance didn't improve. If you did both, their crime performance, the organization's crime performance improved.
Well, do you think in the federal government there's been too much emphasis on the collaboration and getting along, being nice to employees? Should the federal managers maybe start getting a little tougher than they have been?
Well, certainly yes, in the sense of setting up expectations of high performance and insistence on high performance. Not pressure in the sense that I don't think we should be beating people or something like that, but I do think we should be putting demands on them, yes.
All right,
as well as loving them. You get what comes out of the research is you need to do both. Nurturing by itself isn't enough. Toughness by itself isn't enough. You need to put them together.
Now, let me ask you this. You were, of course, as everyone knows, we'll tell them if they didn't know, you were head of Office of Federal Procurement Policy at a time of great change back in the 90s. Federal government, we understand this morning now, the new reports are showing more agencies are debarring and suspending contractors. So that's up. Maybe that's a good example of tough love in dealings with contractors by agencies as a whole.
Well, it's certainly an example of toughness. I mean, I think actually, I hadn't thought of an interesting question, Tom. I hadn't thought of applying this to contracting. Applying what I'm saying to contracting suggests that the relationship between the government and the contractor needs to have the collaboration and the cooperation. But also we need to put demands on contractors and say we expect performance. The tough love is neither just tough nor is it just love. It's both. The idea is you need to do both.
We're speaking with Steve Kelman, who is a professor of public management at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. So do you think that the HR people, I mean, in your experience looking at federal agencies or really any government agencies, are today's human capital officers, CHECOs they call them, are they equipped to handle maybe managers being both tough and loving?
I think what's interesting, and what I'm sort of a little bit hoping to do with the research, is bring this idea in some sense on the agenda. I think very, very few managers in the public sector or the private sector, for that matter, consciously think about we need to have this mixture. We need to be both nurturing and pressuring. So I think the first step is just to sort of... Again, everybody knows the phrase tough love. I want to sort of get people thinking about it in the context of managing a workforce in the government.